For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
In the Texas-sized nation of Afghanistan, poppy is king. The U.N. announced on March 2nd that this year's harvest is likely to exceed last year's bumper crop. 2 days later, armed with 100 tractors, Afghan poppy eradication crews began grinding up fields of young seedlings in Helmand province. Helmand borders Iran and is the new site of Camp Bastion, the largest British military base built since World War II. Local authorities report that poppy cultivation there has doubled in the last year. The province has earned the nickname Opium Land by international anti-drug officials. However, following Washington's lead, the British regional commander has announced that his forces will play no part in either drugs eradication or interdiction. Afghanistan's poppies are the source of at least a third and perhaps more than half of the country's income, and are the source of 9/10 of the world's black market heroin. Since the U.S. effectively restored the illegal trade in 2001, Afghan heroin production has surged 27-fold. While uncountably many throughout the world suffer from the scourge of drugs prohibition, Poppy Bush's fortunate son has staked America's fortune on Afghanistan's king, Poppy. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
A quick word about the drug war and why it's good. The government understands that the good people of America do not want our streets festering with junkies and whores. This is precisely the environment that drug legalization would provide, a fact not often mentioned by drug legalization advocates. On Friday, March 10, 2006, in Geelong, Australia, Dr. Mario Marchesani was accused of drug trafficking and indecent assault. The female witness, who was not named, admitted that over a 10-year period she had an escalating drug habit that involved everything from marijuana to heroin. At the height of her addiction, she would do whatever she could to get money for drugs, but, quote, preferred turning to prostitution. Dr. Mario Marchesani was more than happy to oblige, giving her injections of morphine in exchange for oral sex. So think twice before you advocate drug legalization. You might as well send your daughter over to the good doctor's house yourself. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Please visit endprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.